Blog Talk Radio.
Amen.
Creator of everything says that about, and he tells you that one weapon that forms against your self-trust. And he tells you that how important is the footstep, how important is your footstep. He tells you that a righteous man will follow 7 times. A righteous man would follow 7 times.
What if you fall 7 times in the same area? What about them?
You all understand what I'm saying. Do not give up. It's important that we don't give up. Now, when you see one testimony, let us know that we are on the air. Amen. I thank God for everyone that's listening on tonight. It's imperative that we don't give up. It's imperative that we don't give up on ourselves. How do we get back up? How do I believe in me again? Because I believe in the Christ within me. You understand what I'm saying? That he loved me so much that he gave his son for my life, that I would be able to have life and that life more abundantly. So that's why I can believe in myself again. If something fails, if it falls apart, if it's just a total loss of success, I can still get back up again. I don't get up with shame. I don't get up with regret. I don't get up with bitterness. But I'll get up with the wisdom of the experience that I had. Hallelujah. Able to take it into my next step of circumstances and situations and be even more determined. Because it's impossible for us to lose. It's impossible. Can you hear me? It's impossible. If it's gone, it only means God has something better. Take the instructions, take the wisdom for that thing that you're getting up from. Thank you, why would I thank God when it fell apart? Because I can get up. Somebody wants to get up and they're not able to. God bless you, Brother Jerome. Hallelujah. What happened? What do I do now? The word of God said, believe him. Knees knocking, tears running, heart palpitating. He said, I said, faith. I said, believe. To believe in him and to believe in you. Because he lies in the inside of you. God bless you, Dr. Wright, joining us. We're talking about how do we get back up. How do we get back up? Now, talk about sometimes we don't know these things. Sometimes the pain of that loss can present itself so great that we could sense it and we found it. Or we won't even face the fact that I need to let this go ahead and die. And those words are what we're trying to put a practical application to. Because we know the word says faith. And we know it says have faith. But how do I understand it? How do I do that? I have to renew my mind. I have to repent. I have to forgive my sorry. I have to forgive others. Do you know what the word of God says? Keep your gift and get it right with your brother and your sister. They do know they have an off against you. Why do they want to do it? Because if you know that they have one, because our love for one another should be so great, I know that my forgiveness will hinder you because it will hinder me. Well, I can go to him and I can suffer the wrong. I can go to you that the enemy gets no victory in your life or my life. Because we are a family of believers. Let's talk about what happens when we go and we walk away with hurt and pain and it's unaddressed. We still pay our tithes and our offerings. We still come to service. We still raise our hands. We're a real good bench member. But what is our life? Is our life a you lost here and you sit down for the rest of the time? That you never anything else to see? Yes. Sin? Abuse? Lack of self-confidence? Low self-esteem? What? God bless you, Brother Wendell. It's imperative that we succeed. Stand doing what? Stand declaring his word. Declaring his promise. Whose promise? God promise. To you. To you. He said you and your children and your children's children were blessed. It doesn't matter how she's acting. It doesn't matter how she's acting. The word of God says it. God bless you, Father. Thank you for joining us. We're talking about how to get back up. We repent. We forgive ourselves. Amen. We repent and forgive ourselves. We believe in ourselves again because we believe in the Christ that was in us. We get back up. We don't stay there. We are victorious. We are winners. The song that created everything says that his thoughts toward us between you and him, me and him, they are good. He said, what I think about you, Tyrone, my thoughts about How do you get back up? Hallelujah. How do you get back up? Hallelujah. Glory to God. And God has sent to us that it's repentance for Him. Forgiveness of ourselves. Believing in ourselves again because we believe in Him and He resides in us. Taking the experience and the wisdom from that thing that did not work, that thing that did not come to the full manifestation that you thought it would. Taking the experience of the wisdom from that and applying it to the next thing that God sees. To the next endeavor that you desire. Amen.
Thank you.
in you, and you reside on the inside of us. And we're ready, and we're willing. Hallelujah. Father, we believe you, and we're well able, and we're ready for the promise. We believe you, God, and we're well able, and we're ready for the promise. Hallelujah. This is Elder Kendall. I thank you very much for listening to Let's Talk About It. Make your life make sense. You all have a fabulous weekend. So we'll see.